Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I want to be sharing a message, the keeping power of God. But before we go there, some of you are in need of the comfort of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. And I don't know of anything that could comfort us more and strengthen us than to hear again the words of Jesus that are recorded in the Gospel of John, his last words that were spoken before his suffering, death, crucifixion and death. And so I'm just going to read a few random verses out of John chapter 16 and 17. And just let's hear Jesus speaking to our hearts. I came forth from the Father, and I am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Let me pause here. I have said frequently on this broadcast that regardless of your age, your station in life, whatever season in your life that you may be in, we all have a ministry for the Lord. Oh, it may not be a public ministry, fivefold ministry as a pastor, a teacher, evangelist, but nonetheless, you have a circle of influence that will and can be in a powerful way used of the Lord. Sometimes there are words of testimony, words of sharing, sharing the Word of God, but many times it's just by the lives that we live before the unsaved, those that don't know the Lord, because there's such turmoil and trouble in the world today that the light of God's presence, the peace, that's why it's so important. That's why the devil tries so hard to rob you of your peace, to bring trouble and turmoil. Now, I just shared, Jesus said, we're going to have tribulation in the world. That's a given. But what makes the difference is how we respond to it. We might be sorely tried and sorely tested, as God's people have been through the ages. But with that, there will be a peace, there will be a strength that the world doesn't know. And that cannot be taken from you, beloved. You can stand in the midst of the heartaches you've been going through. Some of you have been so pressured by circumstances that you feel like you could just scream. It's like, Lord, this is too much. You feel like you can't take anymore. But God right now wants to touch you. In fact, before I read any further, let's stop to pray. Father, Lord, you know the enemy knows his time is short, and as a result, he does everything he can to discourage, to discredit, to bring suffering and pain and sorrow on a physical level, on emotional and psychological level. But Father, we thank you for the work of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you care for us. And so, Lord, with the authority you have given us, that Jesus has bestowed upon his people, the power he gave to his church. Father, we take authority over the works of darkness, and Father, we praise you that the work of the enemy is broken, is destroyed. The anointing, the presence of God will destroy the yoke, and Lord, your presence we invite into our lives. Father, right now, troubled hearts, distressed thoughts and minds, Father, I speak peace right now, Lord, that the presence of God and the power of God will overshadow them, and they can feel that regardless of upsetting news, regardless of ongoing situations, regardless of the length of time in waiting for answered prayer and your intervention, that they can rest in the assurance that you have heard them and that you are a good God and a faithful God to meet their needs, to meet their times of trouble, and that you will undertake in their behalf because of your great love. We honor you and we thank you for the privilege, the security, and safety of being your people, of being your beloved children. Father, we ask all this in that name above every name, the name of Jesus. All right, I was in John, the 17th chapter. I'll read verse 6. I have manifested thy name, these are the words of Jesus, unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. And he was speaking to, in the presence of his disciples when he was still on this earth, but he's speaking that to us today, that just as Jesus had a mission, he had a work, so do we. And it is unique and special to each one of us, and he will help. In verse 9, he goes on to say, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. That's true in our situation also. And I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Praise God. Verse 17 of chapter 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, here we go. Here's our commission. Even so have I also sent them into the world. Neither pray I for these alone, hallelujah, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, amen, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verse 26, I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Praise God. Such comfort as we hear the word of the Lord speaking to us. He's speaking today to us. And beloved, God, not only, if you've accepted Jesus, has saved you from the wrath of the Lord to come, because God, in his mercy and grace and long-suffering, is allowing time for every soul, I believe, to have an opportunity to respond to that love of God, to acknowledge the gospel, to acknowledge Jesus as their Savior, because there's no other safety, there's no other refuge, there's no other rock outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus did leave, he said, I'm going to the Father, and it, the Word tells us that he ever lives to make intercession for us. He's seated at the right hand of God. And if that's his present ministry, ever living to make intercession for us, well, there's only two things. Either God doesn't hear his prayer, which is not a possibility, or we are safe through his high priestly work. Beloved, you are safe. You are secure. The enemy will try to bring fear, but beloved, resist that fear. Resist that anxiety, that stress, that tension. That is not of the Lord. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. A peace that passes all understanding in the craziness of the world in which we live. For so many hundreds of years, the church was living in darkness, really. There's a new day. Revelation is progressive, and there's a new day dawning, and God's keeping power is holding us together. We're His body, a many-membered body, and we're held together not by force or fear, but by the love of God and the supernatural guidance of our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why He sent the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to be our counselor. And He's pouring out an abundance of His grace. And the Word tells us He's raised us up together and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Beloved, there's nothing more important than to get that divine heavenly perspective. Oh, you might be in the throes of an intense battle, but if you could just stop for a minute, run to the Lord, take a deep breath, and realize that's where you are right now, emotionally, mentally, physically, but spiritually, you are in a place of safety, of rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you through whatever trial and testing you have to go through. And acknowledging that, getting that perspective, will give you strength to be able to continue on and persevere. Well, I've scarcely got into the message, but I trust you've experienced the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, as I do today. I can just feel His love reaching out to comfort and calm troubled hearts and nerves. God is so good. Well, I do invite you to write and share prayer requests. It's important. There's power in agreeing prayer. That's one of the spiritual principles, as well as praying in the power of the name of Jesus. And so the announcer is going to give you our contact information. Should you choose to email, I will confirm receipt and certainly pray. But if you would like a personal letter, because I'm not able to spend much time on emails, I invite you to share your mailing address where I can give scripture, however God wants to minister to you through the Word of God by mail. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.